Item number 8, from the Office of the Sheriff, submitting an informational report regarding the execution of a contract with Government Payment Services, Inc. for the use of credit and debit cards for payment of bail and citations by citizens to the Office of the Sheriff. This item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Gentlemen, please.
Mr. Chairman, I'm based that this is a complete fiscal issue. I'm going to turn the mic over to our fiscal administrator.
Well, Mr. Chairman, supervisors, Government Payment Services allows the citizens to use debit and credit cards to pay bails and citations at our facilities. And in 2003, we entered into a contract with them to do this, provide this service, and that contract is now expired. Over the last year or so, we have put out two separate RFPs, of which Government Payment Services was the sole responder both times. And there is no exchange of funds between the county and this and Government Payment Services. The services are all paid by the individual users to the organization. Corporate counsel has indicated that this doesn't fall under the provision of Ordinance 56.30. And we have entered into a one-year contract with four optional years of renewal.
Very good. Now, this is for information. Supervisor Weishan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know we pass on all of the fees, I guess, to those that, you know, are paying bail or a citation. But when I was looking at the report, I do think that especially in this day and age of there's an app for everything kind of stuff, that I just find it hard to believe that we only got one respondent to the RFP, and then the price that is being pushed on to these people. It seems like the population of people that end up getting into trouble don't have a whole lot of money to begin with. And then we throw on a large fee to process it. So if you could just speak to that bidding process and how the fees are determined.
Well, that was our concern also, Supervisor, with this. Without anyone else, any other organization bidding on this, we put it out several times. There was no response. This is a service that is really needed in our organization, and unfortunately these were the only rates that they provided for us. We negotiated them as low as possible, and that's what we've come up with so far.
Just a follow-up, do we maybe if since we only got one received one respondent, that, you know, maybe some help from procurement or some other, you know, entity to make sure that the RFP gets to a broad, because financial services is huge. I just find it just, especially with credit cards, I just find it, you know, hard to imagine that there's only one, you know, here.
And Supervisor, one of the things we tried to keep in mind was we only did this for 1 year, mm-hmm. with the option to renew. And it certainly, if we can come up with new organizations that can provide this service within the next year, we would certainly put that out for RFP again.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Chairman. Currently, what is the service fee for the processing of debit or credit cards at the Sheriff's Office?
This is the only process of the only credit card processing that we do. In the Sheriff Department does not accept credit cards or debit cards.
But
this is the only.
Should an individual bail himself out via their debit card, how much would that service fee be in addition to the bail?
Well, Supervisor, we don't accept debit or credit.
What's the percentage that it costs me? I'm sorry.
Oh. As far as this, I would have to take a look at the contract itself here.
Okay. And Inspector Schmidt, maybe you wanted to help Bill out?
He'll look up that particular question, Mr. Chairman. The other thing I just wanted to add is if the majority of people that come in may not have credit cards, debit cards, and so forth, and it's usually cash bails or cashier's checks, If that's the case, of course, there certainly is no fee attached. So if someone wants to do it that method, there definitely is no additional fee, so they can pay the literal bail and without service or without service charges. This is simply for those select individuals that do want to use some type of a credit system.
Okay. And Supervisor, the rate would be anywhere from 3.5% to 6%.
Supervisor Rainey, you have anything further?
Thank you.
Okay, Supervisor Saskunas.
Wow, 3.5% to 6%, because I know they take cards in the clerk of court's office, register and probate, and I think the fee is a flat $3 there if you use a credit card, but I guess this would be by percentage?
It is based upon the fee.
Oh, okay, that can get pricey then.
Okay, thank you. Supervisor Broderick.
Thank you. Can I safely assume this contract has an out clause?
Yes, it does.
Thank you.
Okay, this is for Supervisor Rainey.
The organization, Government Payment Services, is this a local organization?
It's out of Indianapolis, Supervisor.
Thank you.
Anybody else? This item is for information, and I guess seeing no action, gentlemen, before you leave, let me take the liberty of complimenting your office. Yesterday's presentation on our fallen heroes, there were many county board members, many members from the county executive staff. Obviously a gorgeous day. It was a huge presentation, a huge turnout. It was really nice to recognize, I know we lost two people in this community over the past year. Deputy Sheriff Aleman and the Nanwal-Watosa Police Officer Jennifer Sabina, but I know Inspector Schmidt, you and Inspector Bailey seemed to trade off the MC part of the program, and for anybody that was there, it was incredible. So great job.
Mr. Chairman, first of all, I appreciate the comments, and I know on behalf of the law enforcement community, we thank you and the supervisors that were there for supporting it. And Mr. Chairman, I always make notice of your attendance at these events, and your support is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Well, I was not by myself, and I almost hate to start naming people because I'm going to miss some, but I will tell you that I was very pleased that a good majority of the county board was there. And I will also say there was a good majority of the county executive staff there, too. That was noticeable. So, all right. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay, Madam.